Om Shanti. For this month, we will explore different aspects of purity, which we have done also in the past, but this is more on personality of purity. Looking at Brahma Baba, Mama, our all dadis, especially most of you were in contact with Adi Prakashmani. Her love, her beauty, her kindness, generosity, everything was coming from her purity. And she gave she was example of when there is purity of mind, purity of words, purity of sanskars, then how expansion takes place and there is contentment in the family. We are very, very fortunate when this morning Baba said that Baba bestows all the treasures of blessings upon us. So all of us have to just look into this, even to know if I have blessing or not. You have to create awareness of a particular blessing. And then you see if there is strength or the power. And then that blessing will work on you in a practical way. Of course, this morning, someone while reading Murli was mentioning that we get so many blessings, right? While getting Toli, we get blessing from Dadis everywhere. Most of you must have kept them. Some of, like I gave away too. So take those blessings, read them, and take one by one and to see if that blessing part of your life, you feel you are blessed in a particular way. Baba looks at the speciality of each one of us and give us blessing. Baba really doesn't look at whatever, you know, ordinary things we say or do, because Baba knows with the time there will be big change in that also. So I really liked it when Baba said that one of the blessings Baba gives is live long. When gurus, you know, we meet them, or parents, have a long life, right? So generally some people will say, even to dadis, Dadi, you live long. Dadi said, what will I do? I only want to live as long as Baba can use my body as an instrument. I only want to live that long. But Baba says that to have a spiritual life, some are in knowledge 30 years, 40 years, 20 years, I am 60 plus years. And if there are blessings in the life, what is unknown to you is very difficult. I cannot do it. There is no word like that. And the journey, spiritual journey, is free from obstacles. There is no laboring or any struggle for making efforts. So that means blessings are working on you, that on your spiritual journey, quite a long journey, like 60 years when I think of 63 years. And then I look back and I say, yes, it's true, because at least when I look at Baba, and I have been given a task. I never say it's difficult, it's not possible, never. Because I feel what I am saying in front of God. He has asked me to do something, He will get it done. It's only He has to get it done through us. Because once No Baba said in Murli, you all get the fortune and fruit. So I have to do it through you. If I do it, I will get fruition. But no, you children have to do it. So just to internally always feel, Baba will make it happen. Baba will get it done. Really, magically, in a very wonderful way, you will see that yes, it's true. Nothing is difficult. And obstacles are really like, you know, there is a rope and there are knots in that. Like somebody, some are good in opening the knots, and some when they open, they make it more tight. Who is good in opening the knots? Some of you must be. Some are saying no. Yeah, I think it just needs little concentration. Which way and how? So obstacles, actually when they come, I remember asking Avek Bhagada one time that, you know, we come in knowledge for peace, for love. But two types of externally, your family struggle begins, right? Society. And then internally, not with everyone, but then battle with Maya, right? Vices. So Baba said, just to gain experience is important. That means when there is opposition at home and you use your determination, Baba helps you. But then because you have experience, when someone comes and asks you, because you have experience, you will guide that soul. You will empower that soul. But if you haven't experienced that, then you won't be able to support that soul. And when Baba said, just to give you experience, and that was like, was just my beginning of the journey because I had difficulties. It was very difficult, no, to, for family to let go of their attachment. And I was internally, I knew that Baba wants me to be surrender and doing Baba's service. So I kept moving. When Baba, I asked Baba and Baba said, just to gain experience. After that, I always remember that every situation comes to teach us. We learn something. And when we have passed it, then we are able to help others to say, yes, it's possible. Come, you will be able to do also. Right? So this blessing. Also, then Baba said, if you live long, you need to be healthy, right? Because very difficult if you have to live long and you're not healthy. So Baba also gave blessing of that you will always remain healthy in the sense of your mind, your intellect, your concentration. And consider whole world as your children. And also, Baba has given us such unlimited wealth, treasure of knowledge, which is really real property. You must have also heard so many stories that if you are a wise person, and money is equal, not equivalent to that wiseness, right? So So all that happens through treasures of knowledge, right? So how each one of us should look into how do I make blessings as my blessings, absorb those blessings, become that personality. And for that, Baba said, create awareness, use at the right time, and remember at the right time that blessing so that it becomes power for you. Yeah, people, they keep so many valuables, they don't use them, right? But whatever Baba has given us as blessings, we have to use them. Now, when it comes to what we were practicing today, thinking many times about Man Manavbhav. Now, if there are these kinds of thoughts in the mind, few times a day thinking about, yes, this blessing Baba has given, and yes, there is no word like difficulty, you know, whichever points emerge, that much naturally mind is connected with Baba. Even when we have to look at the meaning of one Manabhav, we will say, focus your mind on one. But in any way, just mind going towards Baba is also one Manabhav. Sometimes out of love, sometimes gratitude, sometimes looking at the treasures which we have, looking at the life, the sustenance which we get, the support and the strength which we get. So whole day, many times, thoughts go towards Baba because of the attainments which we have. Such a carefree life. People, they don't have worries, but they have habit of worry. So when you have habit, you find something to worry, right? If nothing happens, then you say, oh, potatoes are very expensive these days, and we eat every day. So you keep creating somewhere where you could worry. Those who have issue-oriented intellect, they make every little situation as an issue. And I always tell them, but there is no issue here. But they must, because they resolve issues. So first they have to create something like an issue, see something as an issue. Even that's not an issue. So whatever is mental habit, then we see situation that way. And then we put all our energy of thinking, of power to discern, and sometimes some souls call me and they say, oh, there is such a big thing happening here. I said, okay, tell me what's the big thing. So I keep listening and I know that if say something has to be taken care of, but this soul is really seeing it very big, is because of her own thinking. For us, Dadi Janki taught us, anything big, you just see it and find the core, make it small and deal with it. Dadi Gulzar used to tell us, nothing is bigger than a human being, what human being cannot deal with. So, it's just like how internally reflecting, churning, thinking of Baba. Many times a thought comes so beautiful from early in the morning. So mind goes towards Baba, right? But that's also Manmanabha, right? As Baba said, attention should is very natural, should be natural in life which is of efforts. But if that attention is becoming tension, that means it's not natural, right? We know if we are not attentive, you will fall, something will fall, something you get hurt or someone else gets hurt. So attention in a way should be the nature. So same is that, you know, as we had been thinking that every hour traffic control, even if 3 minutes. I just think what Baba has given me is such a beautiful point. So that connects you with Baba, right? So Manmanabha, that means mind stays connected with Baba. Before it was more connected with one's own body, Laukik family, every local situation, Laukik situation. And now even if it comes to our attention something, the Baba will take care. We know that how much we can do, very limited. Baba is there. So Manmanabha is this natural remembrance with love, with attainments, with knowing that he is purifier. One sister, you know, decided to be very brave and determined. Even I was concerned. Now, there is a lot of controversy about whether we should take vaccine or not. And it has become a very, very political issue also. So when she read, you have to go to Peace Village, you need two shots. You have to go to Madhuban in Shanti when they allow you if you have two shots. And she said, I cannot because of her allergies. And very risky for her. That means 4 or 5 days she would have to be in emergency. And then she said, but I must do it because I want to go to Peace Village. I would want to go to, plus then students, if I tell them that you also have to vaccinate and I don't. So she decided and I told her, okay, you tell us, we will send you Sakash. Because of your determination. And she said in the morning, she remembered Baba as purifier. And she had this thought to purify whatever is given to her body. Something, I mean, I don't remember the details. And I see her every evening after shot also. And then she wrote that Baba is taking care. And luckily it's third day and I'm sure she's okay. But what I'm saying is that how, you know, this determination, and then Baba is purified. So Baba definitely helped her. No, that means the side effects because of allergies didn't happen as they should. That means Baba can help us if there is determination and if it's necessary. Not for yourself maybe, but then there are others, there are students. Plus she's a dentist, so she gets all the patients. And patients, we ask patients, right, to show their card of vaccination. So patient could also ask that doctor, right? So anyway, what I'm just saying that remembrance of Baba, Manmanabha, You should make it very, very natural in life. As I say, sometimes gratitude, sometimes attainment, and sometimes thinking of blessing. And one of the important blessings is that Baba gets everything done. And when you look back, you don't even remember what you did because it was Baba. Sometimes you remember, you feel happy and excited about it, but then you said, can't remember many things. And one of the reasons I feel because we know it's Baba getting it done. So with lot of love, this Manmanabhava stage. And we saw today, which actually I think is a practice for tomorrow or tonight, is still always over. The first part of purity is Brahmin life. Why I am created by God, Baba's child, Brahma Baba's, through Brahma Baba, a Brahmin. Because pure Brahmins are needed to sustain the yajna, take care of yajna. We will go more in details of that kind of purity which we need. Purity of mind, purity of body, purity in relationships, purity of wealth even. There was a time that if money was not earned by a Brahmin, just completely pure wealth, we won't eat from that person's money. I was in Ahmedabad. In the beginning, Baba wanted to get center started. And Baba used to send money for food. Baba says, whatever comes in Bhandari, well, there were some new people, no, and they don't follow. So Baba said, whatever they put, you pay the rent, whatever you have to buy, but not buy the food. The money I am sending you is pure money, you know. And at that time, 5,000 was a lot of money. These days, 5,000 is nothing. So Baba, we used to go and buy whatever used to come, fruits and all that, we will offer to Baba. And also we distribute to others, that we will eat only what is bought from. That means purity of wealth. And as purity has such beautiful vibrations, not only vibrations, but it purifies the vibrations. It purifies the atmosphere through our own stage of purity, thoughts of purity. See, we will go deeper into the purity as a Brahmin child, as this is most important life, to serve and to be angel. Because generally they say, no, purity, peace, happiness and prosperity. Even to be peaceful, if I am not pure, I can't be peaceful. Because some waste thoughts are coming. So I am not peaceful, I am not happy. Because of the burden inside. So what should be a Brahmin-like life? And what is that purity? You all can think about it because that's your life now. And we have learned it's not just principles and disciplines, it's also internally a very pure energy. Pure thinking is very, very important. Om Shanti.